This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we bat it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is with us. He's in our virtual green room. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. The green room is beautiful. I love the coffee. Great. Ooh, you're such a host.
I know. No expense. It's so expensive for us to maintain, but we do it just for you.
You got it.
So Donald Trump and, this is the running theme that we keep talking about. What's the deal with Donald Trump? And I just read an interesting article about Jeb Bush, how he's being emasculated by Donald Trump. But you and I had the scoop on that a long time ago. No kidding.
5 weeks ago, if you played the podcast with you and I, we declared him dead politically.
Exactly. But it's what you said. You said he's not going to be here in the end. And I asked you, how long does he stick in this? If I'm a career politician, a legacy guy, I mean, I have more money than I need. Do I really need to have my name dragged out that I have low energy and I have this blowhard? Because for him, it would be this way. He's got to think he's a brash blowhard New Yorker if you're the Bush family, right?
Oh, yeah. They think Donald Trump's low class.
Yes, exactly. So how long does he stay in that and keep getting batted around?
I can't see him after a while, I mean, staying in over 2 months from now. But Trump is going to have a press conference at 2 o'clock today. He's privately meeting with the head of the Republican National Committee. It's all over this pledge. They sent this pledge out that, you know, you won't run independent. This is a Donald Trump pledge. This isn't for John Kasich or Rubio or Ted Cruz. This is for Donald Trump. And what Trump did, really brilliant, Kate, during the debate, you know, that question was prompted by Fox.
Right.
You know, will you not run independent? He wouldn't answer that. He wouldn't say, do that pledge. That's because all the silk-stocking Republican big boys shut the door over 5 weeks ago and said, how do we stop Donald? And these are Jeb's people and other people, the Karl Rove's of the world. How do we stop Donald Trump? Trump, being a smart business guy at that debate, said, hey, I'm not taking that pledge. He played a poker. He went all in, as they say in poker. Guess what? He came out of that debate not having Republicans say he's not loyal. He came out of there with more points than ever before. So they're going to make a deal today, but I think what Trump probably is telling the chairman of the Republican National Committee, you know, keep trying to do backroom deals on me, buddy. This is what you're going to get. And that's what this is boiled down to.
Yeah, and they don't want that.
No. Mm-hmm. They're terrified that he'll do this. But, again, I don't think Trump considered running independent until they started having private meetings how to destroy Donald Trump, the party leadership.
Oh, that is so dumb.
That's what they did. They did it. Yep. We all know that in D.C. They had private meetings, and how do we stop Donald? We got to stop Donald. Just Jeb doesn't like this.
Oh, that's so bad. So we move from Donald Trump and then what actually was revealed in the debate and what we just talked about there to what's the scoop on the Democrats and how come no debates there because there's not enough Democrats to fill the stage? Why is Debbie Wasserman Schultz not putting on debates? Bernie Sanders is screaming for one.
You know, this time last year, or not last year, it seems like last year.
It
the
does.
Last election was last year. This time, the previous election, actually 3 years ago, there were X amount of debates by now on the Democratic side, a lot. And so I think because of some of the problems that Hillary Clinton's having with emails and the fact that Bernie Sanders is drawing thousands of, you know, he's kind of the independent Trump, Democratic Trump.
Uh-huh.
He's drawing all these people. I think somebody in their bright wisdom said, well, we better not have debates right now. I don't think it would hurt Hillary Clinton, but I don't know that it's a... Now, there's another strategy. You let the Republicans get out there and devour each other. So to give her a little bit of a break, maybe they want that. But comes a point in time, they can't wait too long on the Democratic side, or they're not going to become real relevant in the process.
Yeah.
You know, it'll hurt them a bit.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So then we could jump back to Congress, and of course everyone's still out. They come back next week. But because Barbara Mikulski, who is outgoing, the senator from Maryland, she says, okay, anything that comes up with Iran, I'm on board. I'm on board with this Iran right. plan, and that's giant news. So why are we wasting taxpayer money having this debate? Because, you know, it's going to be a lot of grandstanding for what?
It's done with. By the way, this was done with day one. So,
yeah.
You know, the Republicans blew this one. They should have pushed a year ago that this is a treaty, not an agreement. I mean, there's a lot of things they should have done. Then they craft this, the Republicans in their wisdom craft this resolution, which is doomed to fail, by the way, what they crafted and sent to the president. They crafted a resolution in 60 days, unless you do it on a certain date, we review this in 30 days. Talk about dooming themselves. Now this is boiling down to pure politics, and it's going to be fundraising letters. You know, we tried to stop the president. He's not supporting Israel. You send us some money. Help us stop him. And then you're going to hear the candidates on the Republican side say, my first day in office, I'm going to reverse Cuba and I'm going to reverse Iran. Oh, please.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Don't insult the intelligence, you know. So I think at this point in time, it's save your own political rear end, and also let's get some fundraisers going. That's what I think it's. President's won. It's done.
Yeah, so for the president, on the president's side of this, because, you know, I mean, he's concerned about his legacy. I think, you know, personally, I think that Obama's like, you know what, I'm deep into this second term, and he's doing what he wants to do. If he wants to have Jay-Z and Beyonce come to the house for a private party, he doesn't care what anyone writes about. Exactly. I think he just doesn't care. It's like, you know, now I'm going to do what I want. If I want to go with Bear Grylls, we talked about this the other day, and roam the wilds of Alaska, that's what I'm going to do. If I want to do a podcast with a crazy comedian, right. Mark Maron, in his
right.
garage, I'm going to go do it.
Right.
Is that commonplace? Because, you know, you spend so much time in D.C. for presidents. Once I get to the tail end of my regime, if I want to play golf 100 days in a row, I'm just going to do it.
Well, they don't go as, quote, politically wild as Obama has, but he's a younger type of guy. Some of them just kind of ride it out, and they're a little bit lame. They'll do a few things, but I think President Obama seized, you know, the last couple years here to try to get some things. I mean, look, the Iran thing, statistics and odds would have told him, don't do this. Don't even go down that path. But they put all, you know, an extreme amount of energy into this thing. He's done some executive orders, and he's went after some, you know, carbon regulations, and he's going back after it again. So I think because he had so much opposition, you know, from the change in the Congress after his first couple of years, you know, he's seizing an opportunity probably here to do a few fun things. I think that, seriously, I think the trip thing with that guy, you know, that eats worms or whatever, whoever he is, I think it's a cool thing until Secret Service beats the guy up when he tries to get the president to, you know, eat something, you know, to survive or so, you know, Secret
right.
Service might step in.
I love that.
I think
hilarious.
It's a cool thing to do.
I do, too. I mean, personally, I couldn't do it, but...
No.
But bravo if you want to do that. All right, always fun with you. Bob Ney, have a fabulous holiday, and thanks so much for coming on.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America tonight. Once again, thanks for hanging with us on this holiday weekend. I know some of you are already hitting the road. Some of you extended your vacations. Some of you are just saying a final farewell to the summer. Hard to believe that we're into September, but that's life, right? Time doesn't freeze, or time waits for no man. There are how many different famous quotes when it comes to time, and I think this summer, and I feel like I say this all the time, but I feel like this summer was kind of like a bullet train. Suddenly it was June, and then boom, August, and we're done, and we're into September, right? So the good news is, or the interesting part of this climb, is we have 4 months left in the, actually less now, less than 4 months until the end of the year. So this is the time when people who had really miserable years start to say, I can see in the distance that the year is wrapping up. I look at it as the politics that we keep talking about every single night. What's happening with the Republicans and now signing the pledge. Chris Christie earlier in the day signed it on Fox, for what it's worth, I pledge to the Republican Party that they're not going to decide suddenly to become an independent. And Donald Trump, after meeting with the Republican Party chair, signs the pledge as well, and does it in a very public way. And Trump has really captivated a lot of people. And we know this because this is the familiar theme. We beat that drum over and over and over and over again. But once we hit, and I've said this now many times, but it's so true. Once we get through the holidays and then boom, you're into January, you get into primary season. Iowa features so big in that. New Hampshire also so big. And then the campaigns will take a much different form. And often we'll see people who aren't so much in it that all of a sudden become a lot more visible and things change. I think when you look at the polls for the Republicans, can't we tell who's going to drop off? It's kind of like the NFL is cutting down their rosters, so these coaches have to make the final cuts to get to their 53-man team. And there's always that, there's that big leap when they really have to slice off a lot of players. And that's what's happening here with the Republicans. Once you get into 2016, you'll see some dramatic movement of the also-rans, where they just can't, there's just not enough there. Just not enough. And I'll tell you one thing about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's email controversy has kicked the door wide open for more of that massive speculation about Joe Biden and whether he's going to jump in or not. I mean, this campaign now is just flooded with the email controversy. And because they're leaking them out slowly, every day it's the gift that keeps on giving. So once again, two top aides testified behind closed doors for a House committee. The former Secretary of State's use of a private email server might not have broken the laws, but what were the emails that were on that server? And if her claims that she never knowingly shared information that was classified at the time is true. So that's the bottom line here. What did Hillary Clinton do? And because we keep hearing different stories. And the story of Hillary Clinton is, will this completely sink her? The 7,000 emails released by the State Department this week, 125 retroactively classified. Because so much was redacted, clearly, we can't tell what some of the emails are. But how was classified information handled is big. And that's what the Justice Department is looking into. Ultimately, that's what forced Clinton to turn over her private server to the FBI. But she keeps insisting she never sent or received information that was classified at the time. Most of her emails have been classified retroactively. So, well, I guess they can say it went through an aide. Because how many of the emails went through an aide first? It sounds like some of that screening process probably went on. And the top Clinton aide says no work-related emails were withheld or destroyed, if you believe that. And I don't think they would have destroyed any of them. They're not dumb enough to do that. I mean, Clinton has been through a few rodeos. The one thing they know for certain is they're not going to destroy it, because automatically that would be massive evidence and that would just pile up on them a tad more. Just a tad more. The president, in the meantime, spending some time in Alaska. There was word from Alaska that he must be a miracle worker, because the salmon were excited that the Prez was there. They were spawning. They were spawning all over the place, apparently. And if you've ever been to Alaska, you know, this is sort of, not sort of, it is a must see. Because that's Alaska in a nutshell. So he spent some time fishing. and at a crazy moment, a salmon spawned on his shoes. He spawned on his shoes. And he looked at some of the fish that he caught. The second one that he picked up, that's how it happened, began squirting at his shoes. And the woman that was standing next to him that said, "What happened here?" explained, "Hey, guess what? That's spawning. That's what that is." And generally, I guess you don't want them spawning on your feet. But that's what happened to the press. And it was explained to him what that meant. What it meant. So a few more hours, perhaps, in Alaska. And then that trip winds down. I hate to tell you this, but once again, the police so under fire in this country so saddens me. And we have another story to report. Another story to report, only this one, unfortunately, goes in the opposite direction. And you don't want that either when there's so many targets painted on the back of so many officers. But an officer shot in his own patrol car is what they're saying in Massachusetts. A police officer supposedly lied when he said somebody shot at his patrol car, causing it to crash and catch fire. They determined that the officer's story was fabricated, specifically that he fired shots at his own cruiser as part of a plan to concoct a story that he was fired upon. So, of course, they're going to prosecute him. He was a dispatcher hired as a part-time cop and was trained to become a full-time officer. They're not releasing his name until the charges are filed. And they're saying that the officer reported that a white man in a dark pickup truck fired shots at him, causing his patrol car to spin around, hit a tree, and catch fire. And the officer said he returned the fire. So they conducted this search with firefighters, police dogs, all that. And then somebody made a call to a threatening kind of call to a local middle school. And they were in lockdown for the day, and they were closed on Thursday. And police don't know if those two were related or not. But this town we're talking about is about 26 miles outside of Boston. It's called Millis. And that's not a good thing. Look, we don't need any fabricated tall tales. And in Massachusetts, that's unfortunately what happened. And so you wonder why. What made him want to do that? Especially knowing how vulnerable police are and not to hurt a fellow man in blue, because, you know, you don't want to cry wolf, make up stories, shoot your car, and then have resources wasted, and then have no explanations for that. Stay with us. We just scratched the surface. More to come on America Tonight.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Football and more football. A little sports shorts. We're going to make it into, mix it into the conversation because we have a couple of big things to talk about. One, Tom Brady, so much for deflating balls. His were pumped up, let's say, emerging from the decision. Don't read anything crude into that. The quarterback who has been beleaguered by this whole Deflategate thing found out his fate. He will be playing in the game against Pittsburgh. It opens up football, Pittsburgh and the Patriots, next Thursday. So what's interesting here is the judge said there wasn't evidence. There wasn't evidence of what they were talking about with deflating the footballs. So how about that? The Packers saying they figured that all along, so they've already game planned for Tom Brady. They weren't thinking about Jimmy Garoppolo, really. They figured that was what was going to happen. Aaron Rodgers, fellow quarterback, this time for the Green Bay Packers, talked about the Brady ruling. He said it's a good day for the players. He did an interview and said that. He said he's happy a federal judge wiped out Tom Brady's four-game suspension. So it is a good point to ask, fair or foul, was this the right decision to wipe it out? Because we know for a fact, I mean, come on, we know that the balls were definitely deflated. And the fact that that Tom Brady does not get a slap on the wrist for it, but that, you know, that's the way it fell. No worries. He's back in the lineup. So let me give you a little more juice on that, the specifics of it. The judge was mulling over Judge Richard Berman, and he hinted at this was the way he was probably going to lean if you paid attention to what he was saying the first time around when they were in court forever. But the 4-game suspension vacated by the judge, the court found that Brady had no notice that he could receive a 4-game suspension for general awareness of ball deflation by others or participation in any scheme to deflate footballs. So that was one thing. In the first half of the AFC Championship game, Commissioner Roger Goodell's reliance on notice of the collective bargaining agreement's conduct detrimental policy as opposed to specific player policies, he said that was one thing. The court found that Goodell's denial of the Player Association's motion to produce certain investigative files, including notes of witness interviews for Brady's use at the arbitration hearing, was unfair, and that Brady was prejudiced as a result. And part of that was the bias for the Wells report. So they didn't, to the judge's decision-making process, they couldn't hang it on Brady because they didn't really have enough evidence. So Tom Brady doesn't have to worry about the blemish on his record because he's the guy that cares about what people think about him. He's the guy who doesn't want to deal with a black eye in history, doesn't want to be thought of that way, doesn't want to have that hanging over his head. And now, guess what? It's not really hanging over his head. It's not hanging over his head anymore. Because the judge vacated the 4 games. So all this conversation about Tom Brady, and look, he's fine. Thanks, Ma, but I get to play. No worries. And I guess he'll probably miss all of the paparazzi initially that were following him and Gisele Bündchen, his wife, around now. I would assume some of that probably dies down because it's not as exciting of a story. Of course, there's the other element to it, too. But I think pretty much as far as now and starting the season, there's nothing to worry about in the Brady department. However, I think the whole thing was ridiculous, and there should have been something that happened right away, for goodness sake. Because wouldn't all the quarterbacks, as Troy Aikman, the Hall of Fame quarterback from the Dallas Cowboys at one point, he said, cheating is cheating. And, you know, deflating the balls to a certain liking, well, the other team, do they get the same advantage? You know? And the answer is, not really. Not really. And then how about this? ESPN officially cut Curt Schilling from the telecast for the remainder of the season in the playoffs because, and he's a good broadcaster, but the former big league pitcher won't be on the next month because of his anti-Muslim tweet. The former Sunday Night Baseball analyst was pulled from a Major League game and the coverage of the Little League World Series after he retweeted a post. He retweeted, so it wasn't even initially his, that compared Muslims and Nazi-era Germans. At the time, Schilling said he made a bad decision. He later sent an email to a sports media site about his Twitter post, but that caused even more problems. And ESPN said Kurt's actions have not been consistent with his contractual obligations, nor have they been professionally handled. So they have obviously not reflected well on the company. Ooh. So he's done. That's it. He's out of here. For now. Doesn't mean that they won't go back to him. So if you're following the bouncing ball, we have the federal judge tossing the four-game suspension in Deflategate. Brady beat the rap. ESPN saying not so fast with the retweets for Curt Schilling. See, the tweeting can get people into trouble. And then how about this crazy thing? We keep talking about drones and what can happen with drones. Nobody was injured, but a drone crashed into the stands during the U.S. Open. What nutball is flying a drone in the middle of the Open? It was a black drone. It went diagonally through the arena, so the big arena, during the next to last game of a second round match, a ladies match, and just flew overhead. I mean, Flavia Panetta, who won that match, said she heard the drone fly and wasn't sure what it was. She said, and this is what's scary, though, she said her initial reaction afterwards is that it might have been a bomb. Oh, that's brutal. She said it was a little bit scary. Look at the tennis players. Even they're reacting this way. She said, with everything going on in the world, I thought, okay, it's over. That's how things happen. But then, of course, they broke the news to the players that it was a drone. It broke into pieces when it landed, and the match was briefly interrupted between points while the cops and other personnel went to look at it. So, there's some security measures, but not great security measures from drones. I mean, a drone could fly in. And this happened just before 8:30 during the last match at Louis Armstrong Stadium. You have about 10,000 people that can fit into that stadium. So it's probably someone just flying a drone around thinking they were going to get some cool shots, and then they don't fly the drone correctly, but how you get it up, and I guess you could get it into the stadium, but dumb move. I think they're investigating, but I think it was just an insanely stupid accident. But pretty scary. Pretty scary to think of, what could be on this drone and what are they doing? Just trying to get a little highlight of the match? I don't think so. I don't think they were trying to do that. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to be talking with a couple of people here for this hour, for the rest of this hour. Anyway, we're going to be talking with a big one, Dawn Zier, who's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystem. They have a campaign going on YouTube where it's a hashtag now, believe it, talking about how come, and this goes along with the weight thing, how come people don't accept compliments? What is the deal with compliments? And that's kind of, it is related to weight. But it is a question about why is it that so many of us just don't say when somebody says something nice, thank you. And notice this when you're out and about, what people say and how they respond. And there is definitely something to this. The lack of positive affirmation, like, hey, yo, dude, thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate the kind words. Not so fast. It turns out there's just too many of us that aren't great at accepting compliments. And so they're on a little bit of a mission to get people to accept compliments more readily instead of brushing them off. Could be a successful way to do something innovative in the weight loss injury, because you're saturated with the same thing, right? Fast weight loss. What's the calorie content of XYZ exercise? And you have to have clever campaigns. And I think this Nutrisystem campaign is a winner, winner, winner. They're already seeing it because so many people are downloading the YouTube. But Dawn Zier is up. She can give you all the giant details on that in a flash here on America Tonight.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America tonight, and we love talking to this woman. She always, she always makes me feel kind of pumped up. And some of you have written me notes to that effect, too, so that's a compliment. Dawn Zier is with us. She's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystems, and they're getting ready for something really cool. We all know how big YouTube is, right? So Nutrisystem just launched their hashtag NowBelieveIt social media campaign on YouTube that's really starting to go viral. Dawn, brilliant idea, because you know the significance of video now, especially through YouTube. It's crazy now when people meet me, the first thing they say is, do you have a YouTube channel? So you realize the significance of it. And tell me about how this campaign came about and what's the goal of the campaign.
Sure, Kate, thanks. And this is something we have so much passion about in the company, because we know that weight issues are not only physical but also very emotional and have tie-ins to self-esteem. So we decided to launch a campaign called Now Believe It, because we do believe that when we listen to our customers every day, they tell us how they're feeling, and we often hear their concerns for themselves and children and their children, and we know how hard it is for people to accept compliments. And we know there's a direct tie-in to when people give and receive compliments in terms of making healthy change. So there's a big tie-in there. But it's all about giving compliments, and it's amazing if you give a compliment how good you feel, and if you actually accept a compliment, how it can really begin change. But, Kate, so many of us have a hard time really accepting these compliments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you did an article at the Huffington Post where you talk about that, mm-hmm. that compliments are given a bunch, but people just kind of brush them off. Are women worse, just in your own personal experience, are women worse about that than men, do you think?
Well, we actually did a survey, and nearly 40% of women say it's difficult for them to accept compliments. And, of course, it's not always easy for men either. But how often has somebody said, oh, your hair looks great. Did you just get a haircut? And you say, yeah, it's a little too short. Or you look great today. Have you lost weight? No, I've gained 5 pounds. I mean, it's hard for us to actually just say, embrace it and say thank you.
Right. And embracing it and saying thank you, that's another good thing to, as you were saying, build up self-esteem. And that I would think would especially really help young girls as they're growing up, right?
Yeah, it's, the self-esteem issues with young girls is really quite startling. There's a stat out there that 80% of young girls who are 10 years old are afraid of being fat. 80% of 10-year-old girls are thinking about this. And
wow.
Just 29% of girls in high school say they feel happy with the way they are. That's tragic, I think. And it's important that we as adults really be role models. And I have to say, I don't always think we're the best role models for our kids with respect to really self-esteem issues.
Yeah. And in the piece that you did at the Huffington Post, I really encourage people to go there and read that. It's just terrific. You talk about the impact in the study as we're talking about accepting compliments, but the impact of compliments. You talk about a study that followed those college-age women that we mentioned in Canada
mm-hmm.
who expressed a lot of concerns about their weight and then divided them into two groups. The ones who got positive feedback from friends and family about their concerns and those who got negative. And what did you find that happened there with the results of that in this study that you cited?
Yeah, what we found is that when the women who had support, who had people saying, we've got your back, you can do this, that kind of messaging, those people were able to maintain their weight or lose weight. And people who were hearing from their friends, oh, you're on a diet again, do you really think it's going to work? Those are the women who did not have success. So, again, this positive reinforcement is really important. And that's one of the reasons, you know, at Nutrisystem, we love seeing people rooting for each other in social channels. And it's why, you know, for example, losing weight with people who are on your side really makes a big difference. It's amazing what a little support can do from your spouses, your friends, and your kids.
Yeah, so that goes along with, I think sometimes people have a hard time telling people that, hey, I'm doing this. I feel good. I'm on Nutrisystem. It's working. Is it good to just tell the world, let them know that you're what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I think it's something to say, hey, I'm trying. I'd appreciate your support with this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what's even greater, though, is when someone notices, when someone says, hey, you look a little different. What's going on? And, you know, as you know, Kate, it can take as little as 1 week to, you know, drop 5 pounds. And if you lose 10 pounds, that's a dress size. So it's not that hard to start making a difference. But, again, you know, I think it's all about this cycle of positive reinforcement and breaking the negative cycle that's happening for people with respect to lack of compliments.
All right, so we go back again to the hashtag now believe it. What are you finding? What's the feedback you're getting on that? Because this is all just at the tipping point, I think.
It's really been incredible. We've had a lot of celebrities begin to tweet it out, which is very exciting. You know, people we never would have expected who are just seeing it on YouTube. And it really seems to be resonating. A lot of women are commenting on it. And we did focus it on women, but it's true that men do have some of these issues. Our study showed that women struggle with this more. But right now we have, you know, over 600,000 people having seen it on YouTube, and it's building every day. And it's about, you know, a very important message for all of us, and especially for our children.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystems. Thanks so much. Check it out. Hashtag now believe it. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kate. Talk to you soon.
Piggybacking on what Dawn said, it's interesting. If you go to the hashtag and you go to Now Believe It, it is pretty amazing what they're seeing. And she's right. It's clicking up. You can see it and watch it because it's really good. I think the videos are really good talking about specifically what we just mentioned, the whole idea of not being able to accept compliments, and why is that? Nicki Minaj was one of the people who pumped it out there, where she saw it and put it out there. And whether it's women or men or whoever it is, my husband says that to me all the time, that I'm brutal at accepting compliments, that it's just kind of like, yeah, thanks. And it's kind of like an afterthought for me. And it made me think about it, knowing that she was coming on. I wonder why that is, in just kind of brushing it aside. But there is absolutely, and in her article at Huffington Post, she gives links to this, as what is it about, what's the secret power of a compliment, and how can you use it more effectively? And one of the things they talk about, what is a compliment? In the dictionary, it's defined as a formal act or expression of courtesy or respect. And you show that by, a job well done, or talents, or actions, or whatever, but that a great compliment is about acknowledging the positives of somebody else, which makes sense if you think about nutricism. It's just and losing weight, the whole weight thing. So it's just a brilliant, clever idea too, to be out there, to be now, etc. I mean, it's the power of a compliment, is they say, is not related to its size. It's about being authentic. It's about expressing appreciation. It's about, positive accolades, really. How many times, and then there was a question in the article she did that linked it to, how many times do you give compliments to each other each week, and what would it take to increase it? What would it take to increase the compliments? Now, I'm just going to see what it's like in my daily life and what people are saying, and kind of reconfirm this. But I think I just think it's so true, the ability to accept compliments and think about that. Like, as she's saying, when they see something different, when somebody sees something different, and she gave the great example, Dawn gave the great example of the hair. Because even dudes, you guys know that, you're doing that. It's like, dude, your hair. Even if you think it's good, oh, man. And guys totally schluff that off. And because we live in the bam, 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 140-character world, and things are coming at us so fast, I mean, we see this and we talk about this with politics, right? It's so funny, because if you look at politics, so much of what we talk about focuses, of course, on the negative, unless it's somebody that we like, and you listen to what they're saying, changing, we have to change everything, everything's terrible. And wouldn't it be interesting to go through someone's speech, Trump, Carly Fiorina, just pick anyone, we can just pick anyone out of the pile, Hillary Clinton, and what's highlighted, it's all just pounding everyone to the ground. Are they complimenting the people around them or where they are? That would be interesting to see how many compliments are weaved into a speech. I bet while they're campaigning, not very many. All right, interesting stuff. I think it's fascinating. I think this campaign is only going to get bigger, because she really tapped into something, the ability to accept compliments. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission, ambition. Nutrition. It's a bit like crab fishing. All it takes is a healthy mission, ambition.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.